are now listening to The Unpopular Opinion, the RUO with your girl, Rondell, bringing you the latest on news, politics, entertainment, and more. Like, share, and tap in.
Welcome to Rondell's Unpopular Opinion. I'm going to give the disclaimer. I don't know how long we're going to be here, but we're going to be here, okay? So just go get your vice, whatever it is, whether it's coffee, whether it's wine, whether it's the yak, okay? The cognac, whatever it is, okay? If it's green, whatever it is, go and get your vice because we're going to be here, all right? Now, shout out to the Patreon, shout out to Anchor, Apple, Spotify for podcasters, everywhere where podcast stream. Patreon, of course, gets this first in video form. Now, we're going to get into this situation because this situation right here is crazy. And major shout out goes to Lady Butterfly for sending me this story. All right. And this happened probably about 2 weeks ago. Today is May the 19th. And when I opened this up, I said, oh my God. And what's even more crazy is that this story was not seen to my research on any local news media, but it was all over TikTok. It was all over TikTok, and not too many major platforms, as far as media publications, covered this story. Major shout out goes to the Daily Mail because they are the only major publications, one of the only major publication that has covered this story. And this story is basically covering the disappearance of Mint Butterfield. Now, I'm going to give the disclaimer right now. Mint Butterfield goes by they, them pronouns, considers themselves non-binary. Out of respect, I'm going to be utilizing those pronouns, all right? And be cognizant of that. Now, whether or not the Daily Mail uses it, you know, okay? So, here's what they wrote on this disappearance, right? Because this was not a normal disappearance. So I'm going to bring up the publication from the Daily Mail, and I'm going to move me out the way in the process. So those on Patreon can kind of really see what we're dealing with here, right? So basically what they're telling you is that Mint Butterfield is 16 years old. Parents are billionaires, right? Mom founded Flickr and dad founded Slack. And basically that Mint vanished in San Francisco's notorious drug-riddled Tenderloin District as cops issue plea for help to find Mint. Okay? So, remember, we just covered the situation with Bob Lee, the Cash App founder, and the update in that case, how basically the dude who supposedly killed him was back in court the other day, and how they trying to move that situation to trial, but how they also attempted to try to move that case or that trial that they wanted it to not be in San Francisco. Now, they're saying here the daughter of Slack billionaire founder Stuart Butterfield has vanished. This was written April the 25th, y'all. Now, Mint is 16 and is thought to be in the seedy Tenderloin area. Now, when I looked on TikTok to do my research on this area, they basically stated that this is an area within San Francisco that is riddled with a fentanyl crisis. Okay, so basically they stated that Mint was last seen on Sunday night and was reported missing by their mother. All right. And basically saying that Mint is a heir or heiress to a 1.6 billion tech fortune from their mother's home went missing from the mother's home in Marin County, California, 4 days ago. So Mint went missing around somewhere around the 20th, 21st, because this article was written on the 25th. Okay, now they went around putting posters up, basically stating that Mint was gone and was last seen around Sunday. That could have been the 20th or the 21st. I don't have the calendar in front of me. At 10 p.m. in Bolinas, California, and was reported missing by mom. All right. Now, they state here also that Mint is considered basically to be a troubled teen. Battled addiction problems in the past already, y'all, at 16 years old. Let me sip my Colombian coffee. At 16 years old and attends a private boarding school in Napa Valley. It is unclear how Mint will have traveled into downtown San Francisco. We're going to get into that in a minute. Because there was an update on this case. Now, Marin County Sheriff's Office posted a missing flyer with Mint's picture to the social media platform Nextdoor on Tuesday. Now, Supervisor Matt Dorsey, a former representative of the Tenderloin, shared the flyer on Twitter, aka X, while revealing that Mint was thought to be in the area, which is synonymous with the San Francisco's rampant crime and homeless problems. Only 5 feet tall. This is the poster, missing child. Does not look 16 at all. Aging beyond years, okay? Wearing a black sweatshirt, flannel pajama pants, and black boots. All right, 100 pounds. 5 feet tall, 100 pounds. Okay? So, they're telling you that Mint is the child to tech billionaire CEO Stuart Butterfield. We're going to get into Stuart in a minute. Okay? But he is essentially the co-founder of messaging app Slack and is currently worth $1.6 billion. Stating that Slack was acquired by Salesforce in 2021 for $28 billion. And Butterfield left the company in 2022. Now, this is mom. This is mom, right? Mom is Katarina Fake. Started and created the imaging services Flickr, right? And it was bought over by Yahoo in 2005 for a hefty amount of money. Now, this is supposedly the Tenderloin area in San Francisco. All right, so y'all see what this is and what we're dealing with here. Looking like a tent city here. A lot of homelessness, drug usage, and everything else. Now, you see how these people, you know what's so crazy and astonishing? The people who were in this area don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. And the thought that someone who is an heir to such a fortune would even be in the likes of this company, it says a whole lot. And what it says is that money does not buy peace nor happiness. And that's obvious and cliche at this point. But this is crazy, right? Now, this is her mother, right? This is Katarina. And this is Katarina with her new man. Okay, Katarina is seen here with partner Jairi Engenstrom, and they've been together since 2015. Now, if I'm not mistaken, he is also in the tech field as well. All right, got a little coin too. And they tell you here, right, that squalid conditions, Homelessness, crime, illegal drug trade, prostitution, liquor stores, and strip clubs give the neighborhood a seedy reputation. Now, they also get back into Mint's parents and state that Katarina Fake has served on the board of several startups and is known as an angel investor in the tech world. This story did not hit local news in California. Again, according to my research, because I looked to see where the videos of local news correspondents speaking about Mint. Couldn't really find anything. Now, Fake and Butterfield married in 2001 and remained together until 2007 until Mint was born. Okay, so I want you to see the distance of where, now remember, Mint was last seen at the mother's home. This is the mother's home in Bolinas. Look at where Tenderloin is and look at the distance. To me, that's a great amount of a distance. Larkspur Landing, last seen supposedly here. To me, it seems a ways. Okay? Now get this. Dad remarried, Min's dad remarried to a woman named, I believe, Jen Rubio. Okay? If I'm not mistaken, we're going to scroll down a little bit here. Okay? And it's showing you that's dad, okay? And Jen Rubio, it's obvious that dad got a type. All right, because Katarina Fake is half Filipino. Look like he got him another Asian woman. That's his preference. And as you can see, he got remarried during the pandemic. And this is their child, Francesca, who was born last year. So he done went, divorced moms, got a new life. Right? And this is where his child is hanging out at. His 16-year-old. Mom got her a new man. He got kids living with a blended family or a blended family dynamic. So it makes me wonder whether or not Mint has been dealing with a sense of probably not feeling like they belong because of parental dynamics. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors. But dad got him a new woman. Mama got her a new man. Some stepchildren. And daddy done went and started over and he's still having kids. Now, let's get into the fact of there was an update in this situation where People Magazine and TikTok covered, okay? So, May 1st, they give an update on this situation, okay? And the update is that a second suspect accused of abducting Mint was basically found, right? And the family was pissed. Now, they get into basically what happened, what the Daily Mail covered, right? Stating that on April the 21st, Mint was, you know, gone after that. Mint was found alive 6 days later So thank God this child is still here with us, because this could have ended very badly. In San Francisco, in a van. So they found this child in a van belonging to 26-year-old Christopher Keo Disfalo. Disfalo, who was subsequently arrested in connection to the case. Now, according to reports from KRON, right, the San Francisco Chronicle and the San Francisco Standard, again, they may have reported this, but there's no local news coverage on the evening news or the morning news, from what I could see, that was basically putting this child's picture out there saying, if you see this child, please say something. I didn't see it. And if anybody has seen it or can come across it, please send it to me. Now, jail records indicate that Christopher is currently in custody in Marin County Jail, though it is not clear if Atkins has been arrested. Now, Atkins is the second individual. All right, Sarah Atkins. Again, you know, nothing works without a female involved, right? Now, according to them, prosecutors have now charged a second individual, Sarah Atkins, with child abduction. It is unclear whether or not Atkins has been arrested. It is not immediately clear if either has entered a plea or retained an attorney. Now, police previously said that Mint had been ran away from home and described Chris as a quote-unquote adult friend. Again, how did this child become in the likes or get in the likes of these individuals? This is what we have to ask ourselves. And in a statement, Mint's family thanked law enforcement for locating Mint and safely returning the 16-year-old back home. Our hearts are full of gratitude tonight to the hardworking men and women of the Marin County Sheriff's Office, the San Francisco Police Department, and the other law enforcement agencies of the Bay Area who worked together to safely recover our child Mint from the streets of San Francisco this evening. Of course, because of who her parents are or who, excuse me, their parents are. No disrespect, no shade. That is why they kind of really moved quickly with this. Okay? I'm sure of it. Because anybody else's kid, we don't think it would have been much pedal to the metal, right? Or acceleration of this when it comes to local law enforcement, right? We want to thank family and friends, volunteers, and strangers who helped, called in tips, and made this recovery possible. The last 7 days have been terrifying. I, as a mother myself, I'm sure it was. We are painfully aware that people die of overdoses every day in this city and are lucky to have had the support of seasoned police officers who understand the real threat of predators who groom and manipulate teenagers with the lure of drugs. Now, this statement was signed by Mint's mother, stepfather, and her father. Again, I apologize. No shade. Their father. Y'all don't kill me now. Because I'm not trying to disrespect. This is crazy. Absolutely insane. And to me, it's just, San Francisco is a very interesting place. Very, very interesting place. With a certain type of energy over it. And like I said, TikTok was covering this more than media. Then we wonder why TikTok is underneath threat, right? I'm glad that Mint was found, returned home. I wish them success, but I feel like something is off. Dibbling and dabbling in drugs already at 16. I feel like there's so many more dimensions and layers to this story that we will never know. That we will never know. Sad stuff, y'all. And it makes you wonder, why are these children who are brought up in the greatest of neighborhoods with a specific type of lifestyle, why are they so troubled? Why are they as troubled or even more troubled than children who grow up in poverty? You got to think about that. As a mother, I am ecstatic that nothing bad happened here to this child. But it's clear that there's some things that are going on. Definitely some things that are going on. And trauma, trouble, and insane, very much so insane. We gonna wrap this up, y'all, but I want to know what y'all think about this. The van part just bothers me too. The van part really bothers me. We have to talk to our children, y'all. We have to talk to our children and make them aware and cognizant of the cruel and wicked world that we indeed live in. Insane, y'all. Insane. I want to know what you think about this down in the comments. Again, I meant no disrespect at all. As far as the pronoun slip ups. But this is crazy. And I'm just glad that this child is back home safe. But again, something is off. Something is very, very much so off. Y'all drop down in the comments. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this on Patreon. Shout out to everybody for making it all the way to the end of this. I love y'all. Y'all already know this, all right? And look out for the children, all right? Peace.